9 minutes past two, Sunshine 299 on a Saturday afternoon. That's it from me. That's the new one, by the way, from Sad Cafe, which is a great one. It's called Why Do You Love Me Like You Do. Right, press the last button. Back on your radio next Saturday, 10 a.m. Make it a date. Hope you join me then. Leave with Fern Kinney, and together we are beautiful. I shall take my voice home and soothe it. Stand by, James and Martin coming up next.
He walked into my life, and now he's taken over. It's beautiful.
Kenny. Together we are beautiful. It's a nice record to start things going. Say good afternoon, Mart.
Good afternoon, Mart.
That's enough from you. Simons. A record for Simons, who's a good friend of mine that I bumped into earlier on today. He said, could I play this record? So for Graham Simons, this is for you. Latest one from Simple Minds. It's called Catwalk. Well, it's a special day today for one of our presenters here. His name is Martin Kay, and as I look inside my coat here, I find a special envelope which says Happy Birthday, Martin. Now, I'm going to give you your card now because you're always moaning about how tight I am.
Thank you very much. Very kind.
We'll open it up and tell the listener what's inside.
Tell the listeners what's inside. Oh, I can't wait.
This is
so exciting. Thank you very much. There's no escaping it. With an ostrich with his head buried, you just can't hide your age.
That's right, Martin Kay, star of DJ of Sunshine Radio, is 41 years old today. Well, I know, I was reading in a paper the other day, 56, somebody said, but it's not 56.
Nobody knows, do they?
I know.
This card says, best wishes, Martin. Happy birthday from the Hardings.
Yes.
Thank you very much, the Hardings.
Or could it be the Simonses? We don't know.
I don't know. Don't know anybody called Simon.
I caught you smiling. I know I've seen you here before. or maybe you don't like the beat. Two-track playing in my head, so let me take it somewhere else instead.
Dancing in the sheets, dancing in the sheets.
Grab your coat and wave goodbye to your friend. I wanna take you where the night never ends. I feel the need to sweep you off of your feet.
Those Get Down and sort of a boogie records there. A rather rude title though. Get Down and Do Some Dancing in the Sheets. Oh dear. 19 minutes before 3 from Sunshine on your Saturday afternoon. And it's Harding and Kay. And what are we doing today? I don't know. Perhaps I better ask the expert here. Expert, I say expert.
Oh, yes.
What are we doing here today?
Talking to me, are you?
Not really, no.
Oh, I see, all right.
We don't know what we're doing today. We've got a lot of good music,
yeah,
and a lot of stuff to blow your brains apart today.
All good stuff. Yeah.
You be quiet. Get back in your box.
Take me by the
That's the new single from Dead or Alive, and that is the way I like it. Well, good afternoon, Shropshire. How are you doing today? The weather today is brilliant, isn't it, eh? Good grief. Sun is shining and the birds are singing. It's just a bit like spring. Spring, spring, spring. Spring, spring, spring. And talking about boings and springs, looking across the table here, this professional recording desk of ours, I see one DJ, aging DJ. Actually, Martin, I meant to give you these a bit back. It's your glasses case.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Yes, that's right. Right. I brought those for another reason.
Have you?
Yes.
What's that for?
I'll tell you later on.
Oh,
anyway,
I see.
Yeah.
What you got there?
Anything nothing much, really. Just a few odd things here. Old adverts in papers, you know, that you sort of read from time to time. The unemployed columns, a thing here says, unemployed man seeks work. Completely honest and trustworthy. We'll take anything. Yeah. From the Farmers Weekly News.
I didn't really understand it. Take anything.
He will take anything, yes.
It's going to get
completely
like that,
honest and trustworthy, but he'll take anything.
Oh,
anyway, oh dear, yes. Here's one.
Listen.
Wanted.
Listen.
First
listen.
Class male waitress.
Listen, talking about commercials.
Sunshine Radio.
Highway, roads and drives. The business that cares for you. Highway Roads and Drives, Little Stretton. Established over 5 years, with 22 years experience behind us. Highway Roads and Drives. Under the personal supervision of John Guthrie, we lay patios, supply and erect fencing, and supply and lay paving. Let us lay your new lawn or landscape your garden into a place of functional beauty. We quote competitively and offer a 7-day service. Distance is no object, and we always aim to please. Highway Roads and Drives, 6 Ludlow Road, Little Stretton. Call in and talk to John Guthrie today, or telephone him on Church Stretton 723-440. Highway Roads and Drives, the business that's small enough to care, but large enough to be efficient.
The China Shop, 2 and 3 Church Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4838. The China Shop are your local stockists of Midwinter, Johnson Brothers, J&G Meakin, Port Myrian and Denby Oven to Tableware. And we can order patterns of your choice. Telephone the China Shop on Ludlow 4838. And remember, we have a large selection of China thimbles, including the Ludlow thimble, which is exclusive to us. We stock border fine arts from Scotland and have gifts to suit all occasions and pockets. The China Shop, 2 and 3 Church Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4838.
Care by Lawrence at Flair. That's on the corner of Broad Street and Brand Lane, Ludlow. Gentlemen, let Angela style or cut your hair. Care by Lawrence at Flair. Telephone Ludlow 3852. They're open 9 till 6 every day except Wednesday, and you don't have to make an appointment. Care by Lawrence at Flair.
Hi, Pete. What are you doing Saturday?
Going gliding.
Gliding? Where?
At the Midland Gliding Club on the Long Mend.
Oh, I've always wanted to learn. Is it expensive?
Oh, no. Anyone can join the club and fly at weekends. Hey, why don't you spend a week there on a holiday course? You get all your flying instruction, accommodation and food included in the course price.
Isn't it dangerous?
Oh, no. With modern enclosed 2-seater sailplanes and fully qualified instructors, it's safer than crossing the road.
For information and the holiday brochure, just write to the Midland Gliding Club near Church Stretton or ring Phil on Linley 206 and tell him Sunshine sent you.
ANP Entertainment Promoters of Kidderminster. Telephone Kidderminster 742633. Whatever your need for that special occasion or function, ANP will find the group, disco or after-dinner speaker to top the bill. ANP Entertainment Promoters, introducing Tramps Roadshow, one of the largest mobile discos, catering for those very special venues where only the best will do. ANP Entertainment Promoters. Telephone Kidderminster 742633. A&P invites Sunshine Radio listeners to a disco evening on the 9th of April at Eve's Nightclub in Kidderminster. Stay tuned for more information.
Sunshine Radio.
Catch a Goo Goo and their latest new single. It's a good record, isn't it? It's called The Lion's Mouth. Now tonight, Saturday the 24th of March, the club at Church Stratton Cabaret and dancing to the Johnny Chapman duo on the door. Yeah, that's what it says here. I'll tell you when to laugh, Kay. Oh,
fancy dancing on the door.
Well, they'll try it anywhere these days, won't they?
That's very true.
And it's only £1, so if you want to go across there and see Johnny Chapman and duo dancing on the door at 8.30 tonight until 11.30, it's well worth a quid. I'd pay more than that to see somebody dancing on the
door.
Yeah,
I would.
Mind you, if the organisers are listening, we guarantee to get them there tonight. That's the club, Church Stretton, Cabrian dancing to the Johnny Chapman duo on the door. £1 to get in. Also another what's on here, and this should interest a few people in South Shropshire. You know the Morris men, you know, they start jumping around, jingling.
Oh, that's right.
You've seen those type of people, haven't you? They dress up rather weirdly and put two fingers up to everybody. You know the type of person we're trying to say. Anyway, they're dancing tonight. A Cayley being held on Saturday the 24th. Of March 1984, that's tonight at Ludlow College, Castle Square, and it's 8 p.m. till midnight. £1.50 to get in, that is the price, and it's live music from Aquava Band. Is that Aquava Band?
Sorry, I was just drinking my coffee.
Or a heck of a band. Aquava Band.
Aquaband.
Anyway, the tickets are available on the door. A lot of activity seems to be taking place on the doors around Shropshire. I don't know. 7 minutes, be quiet.
I know what it is. There's a lot of daughters going. Oh, dear.
Yes.
Play the record.
No.
Oh,
no.
All right.
Now you're excited, Martin. Now you're excited. I think we've got to do something here. Really, yeah. Really,
yeah,
sensible.
What about this? What about this?
What?
Another advert seen in the Cambridge Evening News. Girl wanted.
Oh, just drop it.
Girl wanted for petrol pump attendant.
A girl wanted for petrol.
No, poor girl. Girl wanted four petrol pumpers. Oh, forget it.
I mean, I could understand if that was a male.
Here, what about this one? Here's one.
He didn't get it, did he, eh? You did, though, didn't you? Is he all naughty?
What's this one here? We've got a book here, you see, with all these things in. One here, wanted modern gas cooker suitable for bachelor with white enamel sides.
Yes, that I've got another one here.
That was seen in the gay news.
Wanted, dead or alive.
Have you?
Yes, Martin Kay.
Yeah.
Mind you, he did walk into that one.
Yeah.
Another door he walked into. 6 minutes before three. Are you having fun today? I said, are you having fun today? Oh, well, please yourself. Here's a good record for you.
Every day, there's something new.
A good record, isn't it? Yes, yes, that's a good record, and I shall tell you who that was by if you want to rush out and buy that one from your favorite record store downtown Ludlow. That's the Doreen Yeo thingamajig.
What,
that's another packet of fags for me. Actually, I've packed up smoking, and I will now ask publicly live over the air on Sunshine, because I've got nothing else to think about at the moment. I wonder if Martin Kay has still packed up those cigarettes. Now, I personally haven't had a cigarette now for, let me see, 2 weeks. I know you're all saying, what do you want me to do about that, Harding? But 2 weeks, it's not bad. Have you smoked, have you? You haven't smoked?
In the last 2 weeks, I have had a cigarette, because we both gave up 10 days ago.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I hate these clever clocks.
Yeah, that's right.
But tell
me,
Martin, do you feel much better for not smoking cigarettes?
No, I can't say I honestly do.
I can honestly say you don't look any better.
No,
either.
I don't, certainly don't feel it.
But you have.
I must admit, I don't miss them now like I used to last week.
No. I mean, have you... I'm talking to you now. You sat down there behind the... watching the television with one ear and watching the radio with the other eye. That's the person I'm talking to at the moment. I mean, have you ever tried to pack up cigarettes? I personally find that the first, what, 4 hours is possibly the worst, and then it goes on and goes on. But I was talking to Cookie, our main on-air presenter during the week. That's another superstar. We've got thousands of stars around here. And he smoked 60 cigarettes a day. Cookie did about...
I thought you were going to say a programme.
Yeah.
Go on.
He used to smoke... Thank you. Otherwise, I'll pull his face. I can do this. Right. I can do that to him, you see. I can stop him talking. But I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I also stop myself talking as well.
Oh, so you can.
Mind you, it sounds better, doesn't it?
It probably does, actually.
No, I better not do that. No. Anyway, 60 cigarettes a day he was smoking. And he packed up... Just like that, you see. 3 years ago, and he told me in confidence on Friday, he told me that he still fancied a cigarette after 3 years of packing them up.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
We've got a long way to go, haven't we?
I mean, is it worth it, Marty?
I don't think it is, really.
3 o'clock on sunshine.
Actually, there are a lot of people who have stopped smoking since the budget, you know.
Well, that's one thing. Don't start me, guys.
No, all right. We'll forget
we
that.
Don't want to start.
Let's move on, shall we?
Oh,
I found a postcard here addressed to Dave Dunn. I'll tell you all about it afterwards.
Tell about it now.
No, because there's some things I want to adjust on it.
Oh, I see. Is it what's on there?
What's on? What are we doing here? Right, here you are, something to do tonight, if you're stuck for something to do this evening. A country and comedy show. Why don't you... That's it. Why don't you laugh with Dennis Crowther? Or dance with J.R. Taylor at the Coronation Hall in Kingsland tonight at 8:30 through until midnight. There'll be a bar. Admission is by ticket only, so you can't get them on the door. Right? You can get them by ringing Richards Castle, 337. The proceeds will go to the hospital at Oswestry Street. You are?
I said nothing. It's all right.
Yes, the proceeds go to the orthopaedic hospital at Oswestry Street. A good cause there. The Coronation Hall, Kingsland tonight for a comedy and country show.
1 minute past three on Sunshine. Good afternoon.
Turn on Sunshine Radio. Last night a little angel came hopping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight now, she cried
nice and loud from Sunshine, and that's the Rock Goddess, and an old Gary Glitter number, I Didn't Know I Loved You Till I Saw You Rock and Roll. Must say you're looking rather nice this afternoon. You've had a brush and a tart up somewhere along the line, because you smell quite nice. Different to this studio, I swear on my life, I do honestly, that I can smell sweaty feet in this studio. Hang on, I'll just have a look and see if I can find it.
Alan Jones was in
here. There he is, look, he's still there.
He's still there.
He's sleeping there.
Jones.
Get out of here.
The fat one.
The fat man.
The fat one, yeah.
The fat man going thin.
Do you know, Alan Jones is the only bloke I know who works on this station who's got a mouth as big as his feet and his head.
I don't agree.
Don't you?
No.
You think his feet and his head are as big as his mouth, yeah.
Thank you. Nine minutes after three, a good evening from Sunshine. That's in case you're listening to us in Japan at the moment. I don't think you are. Listen, if you're trying to get through on the telephone, don't bother. Because it doesn't work. Right, that's got that sorted out.
Yeah, I've found a card here addressed to Mr. Dunn, Sunshine Radio. It says, "You're out of this world. Dynamite, super, wonderful, exciting, extraordinary, remarkable, stupendous, charming, desirable, cute, cuddly, neat, A1, magnificent, exceptional." And so it goes on.
Ridiculous.
And it says, "This is an appreciation card, Mr. Dunn." Mm. You turn it over and it's addressed, "John Dunn, Radio Sunshine, BBC London."
Never. It's true.
Good old Dave does
his own. Fools have got it wrong.
His fans got it wrong.
Sorry, I didn't mean fools. This has just been brought to my attention, listeners. It is actually, "Dear David, thanks to your super programme yesterday." It was super. And as Martin said, it's John Dunn.
John Dunn, BBC Radio Sunshine.
Good old post office. Well done. Actually, a lot of mail comes through to PO Box 299. It says, "Sunshine Radio." Full stop.
Hmm.
Nothing else.
That's it. Ludlow. Sometimes.
Well, sometimes you get Ludlow on there. Oh, that's hilarious, that is. John Dunn. Right.
Yeah, I didn't think they were talking about Dave.
No, I
know. Anyway, there we are. Oh, my.
What's that?
It's a clock.
No,
and
no.
It says 3:10. He's pointing to the clock. Here's another one for you. They're not very good, these, really. But
no, not
here's
crazy.
One. Here's one. Let's see. "Unusual opportunity for car salesman with initiative and drive. Must have had at least 2 years' experience within the last 6 months, or do not apply." Manchester Evening News, that came out.
Experience in what, Martin?
Exactly, yeah.
Good one. Listen, secret sound time. What am I doing? Right. If you think you know what I've just done,
write it down on a postcard.
And keep it to yourself.
Sunshine Radio.
Lovely lawn, George.
Yeah, it is now. Weren't always like that, though.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Borrowed old Tom's mower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Left the lawn looking like Wembley.
Oh, good.
The dog track.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Borrowed Dick's mower. Got a kick start, that is.
Oh, yeah?
Had to kick it all round the garden to start it.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Borrowed Harry's mower.
Oh, yeah?
Cut the long grass all right.
Oh, good.
Chucked it all over the flower beds.
Oh, no. So what'd you do, George?
Well, I had to go and buy one, didn't I?
Oh, dear. So what'd you get?
Mountfield.
Mountfield?
Mountfield.
Ah. Lovely lawn, George.
Yeah.
Could I borrow your mower, George?
Oh, no.
Mountfield. Mowers to swear by. Not at.
And you can get your Mountfield mower at G. Brian Jones, Love Lane, Bishop's Castle. Telephone Bishop's Castle, 638-647. Don't let the grass grow under your feet. Get your Mountfield from G. Brian Jones, Love Lane, Bishop's Castle.
Orpwells of Tenbury for TV and video sales and service. Listen, from March the 17th till the end of May is your best chance to buy a Tatung television, keenly priced and guaranteed for 4 years, from Hopewells of Tenbury. Hopewells are the TV and video service specialists, offering the best qualified and experienced services available. So telephone Hopewells on Tenbury Wells 811-318 or after 6 p.m. on 810-843 or call in at Commercial Buildings, Bridge Yard, Team Street, Tenbury Wells. Remember, Hopewells of Tenbury, for TV and video reliability.
Bengries of Leinster are agents for Peugeot Talbot cars. Come and test drive the Samba three-door hatchback, Horizon, Solara, Alpine and the Go Anywhere Rancho. Bengries of Leinster have the cars and the backup for trouble-free...